Blog Talk Radio.
Rocking Monday, where we listen to Elvis music and talk about him in a little while when I accept callers. When you guys call in, just know that 20 minutes, please 20 minutes so I can get, like, I don't know, gotta get the air with some Elvis, gotta get some songs, some tracks out there so you guys can feel all mellow and we can come up with an idea of what we're going to talk about. Mostly about Elvis, of course, his charisma, sexuality. Oh, my Lord. Lord have mercy. Don't let me get started on that. His electrifying performances, his movies, his persona, his image, him as a man. It don't matter, but let's get inspired tonight. Let's talk about Elvis in a little while to a degree where it's not just about him swaying his hips and being all sexy. Maybe we can actually talk about some, you know, his charm, how intelligent he is, just things like that, or how he's alive, because we all believe that here at the TCB Network. We believe he's alive. We believe he's been reaching out, trying to touch people on the internet, kind of to get their attention, and that's why we started doing these shows in the first place, is about our belief that Elvis Presley is alive and he's still trying to come back. There has been, I would say, 3 attempts of a comeback since 77, but every time that he would try, something would happen. EPE would either foil it or somehow the courts would put a stop to it. And it was not a very good thing. And he rushed into it anyway. This time he said he wants to do it correctly. And when that happens, it takes a little time. Now, you guys, we all believe that he is. And the thing is, with all the memory shows that he's been doing with me, I mean, how could you deny it? You know, it's just amazing how many people still try to say that this isn't real, but it's like, it is. It's definitely real. It's so real, you can almost reach out and touch it, you know? And I have been doing this for a while now, and I have come to the conclusion that this isn't not only real, this has been going on as a cover-up for 42 years, a long time. It's almost 43, guys. It's true. The 43rd anniversary of the cover-up is coming up in August. In 8 months, oh gosh, I know. But still, it's like there's so much to say even about the cover-up. And we have discussed many times on different shows about how it was done. I mean, there are so many conspiracy theories about Elvis Presley, but the only one conspiracy that's true is that he's alive. Everything else is just wrapped around it. It's just hogwash. But if you can take out all the bullshit, I mean, excuse me, guys, my language. If you can take out all of that crap, you'll just still come to the conclusion he's alive, which isn't crap. It's pretty accurate. And we're just blessed that we can talk to him, and these shows are continuing to happen, and we're having a good time doing it, and it's amazing. And I love you guys for tuning in and having this adventure with me, because it's just one of those things that, I don't know, you just can't shut off. You can't just put it away in a filing cabinet. This stuff that we've been discussing all this time on my shows is going to be a very big reality to a lot of people soon enough. And it's going to be something that will awaken America, I believe. Because we are at the verge right now in our country, here in America, that a revolution is probably going to happen. And I think it's about time that the world realizes that there's a lot of things the media don't tell you. And if all the things that they don't tell you, you have to imagine that Elvis Presley being alive is one of those things. They always make it out to be a joke. But in reality, remember, the media lies. They're paid to lie. So be careful. But we're at a time in America where when Elvis comes out, it's going to awaken us, and it's going to make us realize that the media has covered up and has helped cover up this whole thing for the last 4 decades, and it's going to change a lot of things around here. It's not just going to change things here in America. It's also going to change things around the world, because if we cannot be the only country that lies to our people. There has to be more countries that get lied to. So trust me, I think the whole world will be in for an awakening when Elvis Presley finally does, you know, tell the media, hello, I'm right here. It'll be an amazing day, and I can't wait to be there to experience it with all of you guys who have been here from the beginning. Okay, let me read my legal disclaimer, and we will play some more music, and I'll give you a couple of advertisements of what's coming up, and then we'll get some callers, okay? I want everyone listening to know what I am about to say is based upon my own opinion and the 33 years of research I have done on Elvis Presley. The things I say in this are my opinions alone. Freedom of speech has given me that right. These shows will help you make your own minds up, and you can come up with your own conclusions. Also, the history discussed on my shows are of mine and the man that I think is Elvis. If you use our work, please reference myself, the man I think is Elvis, or Tanya Jenkins for doing the graphics. So please don't take her graphics. She works hard on them. So this content belongs to myself and the man I talk to, and Tanya Jenkins. If you have an issue with anything I say or any copyright problems, please contact my lawyer. I'll give you his name and the number on request. We value our knowledge and our time here at the TCB Network. We don't like people stealing our stuff. We work hard. And thank you very much. Okay, so I want to play a song, but I want you guys to realize something. Elvis is alive. Yes, I know. So I'm using my Elvis Rocking Monday show to just give you guys good greetings and tell you it's real. If you guys have not heard my shows before, but if you have and you are listening right now, then you know why I'm doing this. It's because I know I talk to him. And though people might think I'm crazy to even think this, I talk to him so much that it has come to a degree that he's family. And I can't go a day, maybe even two, without talking to him because he is family. And he just means the world to me. And his words, he gives me what to say before I say them to you guys. And it's just precious to me, and a blessing that I get to see what he has to say first. I love it. It's amazing. This journey has been, it's been a beautiful, beautiful one where I have finally found my mentor. And I know you guys have to laugh at me, but it's true. And yeah, well, here you guys go. I'm gonna play another song. It is Maurice, the name of his latest flame.
A very old friend came by today, 'cause he was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found. And Maurice, the name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck, and then he said a goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck, and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's the name.
All right. I love his 50s work. It's amazing to me, and you don't hear it very often. People always go to the 70s, and they go to the 70s really fast, and I say let's not skip the 50s. It's part of the history, and it's amazing music. Granted, some I probably won't play that often. You're not going to hear me play Teddy Bear. I know, ladies, be disappointed. The song Teddy Bear, every time it's played, E hates that song. Not because it's a bad song. It's just it always makes him so corny. He's just like, play anything but Teddy Bear. That's what he always tells me. So I try to not use any Teddy Bear-ish type songs, but a lot of his 50 stuff I really do adore because it's still around. It's still here, and it's good. I mean, you're not going to get the great backup and the music and the orchestra and all that stuff that he had in the 70s going on, but you're going to get pure Elvis. That's it. You know, and isn't that what everyone in the world fell in love with in the beginning anyway, was the pureness of it, the rawness of his music. It was new, but you could hear him. There wasn't anybody contributing to it too much. You could hear his voice. So anyways, on that note, I'm going to play another song just because I can, okay? This is beautiful. And I told you I'm going to do some 50s. This is I Want You, I Need You, I Love You. All raw Elvis. Jordanaires in the background, but they're not overpowering him. You can hear him plain as day. They're not overpowering him. They're not taking away from the song. It's just a nice, pure subtleness that is enjoyable, and I love it. So I'm going to keep playing some of this old stuff throughout the evening because I like it. Granted, any decade is a great decade with Elvis. Give me a break. I love the 50s, the 60s, 70s. Every Elvis song that ever came out, trust me, I love it. And it's because of Elvis that I'm here. The love affair we all have for him is that he is an amazing artist, an amazing singer who touched each and every one of you guys, or you wouldn't be listening to this show this evening. So I'm going to play one more song and then I'll get callers for the rest of the night. All right. All right. I'm going to play Finders Keepers, Losers Reapers.
Finders Keepers, Losers Reapers. I won't weep and I won't moan, 'cause I found you and your love so true, and I'm keeping you for my own. Heads I win or tails I lose, I bet my heart to win your love. The day you kissed me, good luck was with me, and I thank my lucky stars above. I'm not the kind to play for fun, I only play for keeps, and I'm keeping all the love I won. Finders keepers, losers weepers, the loser has to pay the score. He lost you and I found you, and I'm keeping you forevermore. I'm not the kind, oh, to play for fun, I only play for keeps, and I'm keeping all the love I won. Finders keepers, losers weepers, the loser has to pay the score. He lost you and I found you, and I'm keeping you forevermore. He lost you and I found you, and I'm keeping you forevermore. Yeah, he lost you and I found you, and I'm keeping you forevermore.
All right, everybody. Now I'll accept callers for the rest of the show. I've got Anne.
And hello, Shona.
Hi, Anne. You sound good tonight.
Great.
Yes, it is. And I've got Susan.
Hello, my precious.
Hi. I'm good.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Happy to be here.
Yes, it's a good time to listen to Elvis music and new music to some ears. Sometimes these songs are like, I didn't even know he did that. Mm-hmm. So
there's not much I don't know.
Well, you never know. He might surprise
us. Oh, yeah. He does surprise us. Oh, yeah, he does.
Well, how are you girls doing in England? Doing good? Weather good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too
bad.
Yeah, it's getting better now. It definitely is.
It is here too. We have Easter lilies wanting to pop up, and I'm hoping it doesn't freeze again or they'll die. Yeah, it might be in early spring. Who knows? But it might. I've got Easter lilies. That's saying something.
Yeah, I've got some bulbs coming up, Shona, as well.
In
the garden.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crocus and daffodil.
Yeah, daffodils.
Yeah.
Yes. True.
We might have a early spring, but I hope there's not another frost between now and then, though, or they'll die.
It,
like, okay, don't play a trick on us. We have pretty flowers we'd like to see. Come on.
Yeah. I know. Don't they make you feel nice, though, when you see them coming up?
Oh, yeah.
Makes you feel a lot better.
I planted, like, four blueberry bushes, and I planted 3 Spanish lavender bushes because I just love
the
scent.
Oh, lovely.
And and they have the most prettiest purple shoots coming up, flowers. I love it. Mm. And I know this year they're going to get bigger, and I'm waiting for them to bloom. So I don't want there to be a hard frost between now and spring, or they might, you know, have a problem. Who knows?
Yeah.
The weather is weird, okay? I'm sorry. It's tricky. It's getting weird, so whatever. I'm just glad I don't have a meteorologist's job, okay? Because I wouldn't be able to tell you what the weather is around here, because you just wait 5 minutes and it'll change. Yep.
That's the way it goes.
True.
All right. Well, I did promise you some good Elvis music, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to play another one here.
Yes,
this
please.
This one is from the movie Tickle Me. It's called A Long Lonely Highway.
Oh, lovely.
It's a long, lonely highway when you're traveling all alone. And it's a mean old world when you've got no one to call your own. And you pass through towns too small to even have a name. Oh, yeah. But you gotta keep on going on the road to nowhere. Gotta keep on going. Though there's no one to care, just keep moving down the line. It's a long, lonely highway without her by my side. And it's a trail full of teardrops that keep on being cried. My heart's so heavy, it's a low-down, dirty shame. Care, just keep them moving down the line. I got a rock for my pillow, beneath a weeping willow, and a cool grass for my bed. My drinking water's muddy, so don't you tell me, buddy, that I wouldn't be better off dead. It's a long, lonely highway, getting longer all the time. And if she don't come and get me, well, I'm gonna lose my mind. So if you read about me, tell her she's the one to blame. Oh, yeah, you gotta keep on going on that road to nowhere. Gotta keep on going, though there's no one to care, just keep on moving.
All right, guys. Long, lonely highway.
Good one.
Some of these movie songs are just underrated. Not overrated, underrated. It's like some people skip some of the good songs on the movie soundtrack because they think the movie was bad. That's bad on them. Because even though some of the movies didn't hit box office, if you go down the soundtrack list, there are some goodies hidden in there, some gems that are good. And I think A Long Lonely Highway is one of them, you know. I also like, in the movie Double Trouble that didn't do very well, I also like Stop, Look, and Listen because it's got the beat of that day, that era, you know, in 67. It's got that beat going on, and I enjoyed it. There's always a gem hidden in these soundtracks. If you don't want to listen to Old MacDonald Had a Farm, just skip it. Go down. There's some good ones in there. They're hidden, but, you know, if you don't want to hear Dominic, you know, him talk, singing to a bull on the movie, not Follow That Dream. Oh, my gosh, what am I thinking about? Oh, crap. My mind is, like, dead tonight. Let me think. The movie I'm talking about is Stay Away Joe. If you don't want to hear him sing Dominic to a bull, then just scroll down. There's actually a couple in there that are good, that I like. I don't always appreciate how they always make fun of his movies, because I grew up, and you probably did too, watching them. And they were all funny in their own way. And they all had a different... They all had a different place in my heart, that's for sure. I'm telling you. Because my mom was smart, you know. She started me out with the classics first, you know, kind of, you know, opened my mind. I think the first one I ever watched was, I think it was Loving You was the first one she let me watch, you know. And it made me cry. I remember that.
Oh.
And, you know, remember when he was crying at the grave? At his supposedly dead parents, but they weren't. It was just a grave of a name that he decided to take for himself. And I didn't know that. I was too young. I think it was like Wade's age. And I cry. I start crying. And no, he's okay. He's okay. But I didn't know any better. But each one holds a special place in my heart. You know, my favorite ultimate, I think, will have to be King Creole, because acting was at his best and raw right then and there. I mean, he was like a James Dean on screen. It was amazing.
He was like
Marlon Brando in The Wild One, man. I mean, it was like King Creole was just the top of my list. If you go classic drama, Elvis drama, that's it. Now, you ask me what comedy that I love, that was my go-to. Granted, he made lots of them, but my favorite comedy that Elvis did was Live a Little, Love a Little, because he could actually be more adult in that movie, and there's more adult themes in that movie. But it's funny. There's some funny parts in it. Yeah. I mean, look at in the movie, he holds two jobs at the same time. I mean, it's funny. And, it makes him more sexual in that movie, you know. I mean, it's like he was doing it as the 68 comeback special came out, and it was a new Elvis. It was like, holy heck, we know what you look like in all leather, man. What are you doing to us, ladies? Oh, my God.
Oh, definitely.
You're killing us, man. You
know? Oh, no.
A friend of mine, you know, my friend Angel, she posted some post in the group today, and it was Elvis's poster, a Jailhouse Rock poster of him doing this famous pose. And I said, honey, that poster was hanging on my bedroom wall as a teenager. Can you say hunka hunka burning hormones? Oh, man. He greeted me every day at the door. But just little things, you know, we all grew up with him. It doesn't matter what stage, whether I was around when he was alive or not, or whether you guys were around while he was alive or not, it's still a love affair that we all share no matter what. Elvis Presley Elvis Presley is the mega star that we chose to learn about, understand, follow, kind of worship. I know that's a bad word to say. I know, but you guys can't tell me you all don't have some kind of Elvis memorabilia shrine somewhere. I don't care where it is, but I bet you if I had money, y'all have a shrine. And you don't mean to worship. You're not praying or nothing, but there's something. Mm-hmm.
There's
something on display on the shelf.
There is.
We all have little altars of Elvis everywhere, but we don't worship it really, but we all have little altars, and we enjoy him. That's just pretty much what happened. We enjoy him. Every way, shape, and form, all of his weaknesses and all of his strengths, we just enjoy him tremendously. Okay, I have a caller. I think it's Manette, everybody. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I'm brand new, so.
Oh, you are? What's your name, honey? What's your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Hello. I'm a big Elvis fan. I've been to Graceland, and I totally love Elvis and everything to do with Elvis.
Well, then she's speaking our language, ladies. She's speaking it.
Yes.
My favorite Elvis movie would have to be Blue Hawaii.
My mother's was too. That's a good movie. No, don't get me wrong. Rockahula,
yeah.
I'm telling you, Rockahula. It's a good movie.
And Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, and that's a great one. See, maybe I shouldn't make favorites. I'm just going to say they're all good in their own way, man, because they are. They all are.
Exactly.
I love Anne Margaret. She and him were dynamic together, and the chemistry was all there. You know, great movie. Great movie. I really love his movies to a degree where on a rainy day or if I'm depressed or if something's going on, there's always a movie I can put in and makes me feel happy. Just like there's always an Elvis song you can play. There's always an Elvis song for any emotion that you're going through. It don't matter. They're there.
Yep.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. So, Jennifer, can I ask you a question? I'm going to throw it out there. Do you believe that our man is alive? Because the research is crazy. Yeah, I'm telling you. And it's getting more popular now than ever because there's more stuff coming out. There's more proof by looking at Memphis what's happening.
Yep. There was the picture from the Inquirer. That was just way too young to be Elvis. Way too young. And, of course, I'm 40 years old, so Elvis was, before me. But I also believe that I've done my research, too, when he started singing My Way in the 70s, and then he supposedly died in August 1977. He says it right there. That, to me, was a message and a warning to his fans that I'm okay. I'm not actually dead.
Do you know what's real crazy? You know, on his last album, it was my lullaby growing up because that's the last album that came out when I was a baby. My mom purchased it, and she would play it all the time on the turntable to get me to shut up. And Elvis had to get me to shut up. But it was a way for my mom to go through mourning, because that was his last album. So she played it a lot. But in the song on that album, Way Down, he changed the lyrics for it to purposely say, all of my resistance is lying on the floor. He changed it to put lying on the floor. So, hey. That's another little,
Oh, yeah.
Because it wasn't supposed to be that. It was supposed to be something totally different. And he changed that lyric. So we all know on the floor. It's lying on the floor. He's laying on the floor. Bingo.
Yep.
Well, okay. On that note, ladies, let me play another song, okay? Because this guy got lots of them. This is a good one. Guys, this is a good one. Let Yourself Go.
Teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey, everything's gonna be alright. Just do like I do, there ain't nothing to it. Listen to me, baby, anybody can do it. All you gotta do is just let yourself go. Now don't be afraid, just relax and take it real slow. Cool it, baby, you ain't got no place to go. Just put your arms around me real tight. Enjoy yourself, baby, don't fight. All you gotta do is just to let yourself go.
for the grand finale. So come on, baby, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
That I can think of during this song, I don't know why, I send this picture of him doing almost the splits, man, shaking and rolling, and I'm telling you what, all I can think of is, hot damn, how did that jumpsuit not split open?
Woo! I know.
tight. Oh my Lord, if I was old enough and in the front row, I would have been like, oh, fan me, ladies. Oh, I'm hot. Oh my God. Holy heck. You know, that's all he made us women feel ever since teenagehood was hormones. It's like, oh my Lord, God broke the mold when he made you. Holy heck, I've never seen a man built like that. It was like chiseled in.
Oh,
huh.
Oh, no.
You ladies want to know what I did?
Go for a run for his money. What did you do, Jennifer? No telling.
My old man, he was not an Elvis fan when I first met him, and I didn't know that. After we moved in together, I started playing some Elvis, and he told me to turn it off. He goes, that's just a white man that's trying to sing like a black man that died a long time ago. I was like, hey, whoa, you did not. So I brought out all the proof that Elvis did not die. And everything else, and I converted him, and he is now as big an Elvis fan as I am.
Susan, turn
yes,
your
darling.
Turn your notifications off on your phone. The beep, 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 beep is driving me crazy.
I got notifications going on
I
my
have.
Phone.
Anybody that calls in, I'm sorry, anybody that calls in, turn your notifications off, because it's going to just beep, 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 and you won't be able to talk.
Oh, yeah, mine are off.
I thought it was
maybe
you,
I just
Susan.
Told him
I'm
how
sorry.
I converted you. Where you said you wasn't an Elvis fan, and I converted you. Yeah.
Well, isn't that funny?
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you.
Dumb.
Oh, honey, I've been with my man for 20 years, and although he appreciates how Elvis started rock and roll, he's a Beatles fan through and through. And that's his only failing.
And
Lord bless him.
Good Lord, honey.
You know, it's crazy. I'm a big Elvis fan, and my husband's a Beatles fan. But it's okay. We meet in the middle. We meet in the middle by agreeing that without Elvis, there wouldn't be rock and roll like there is today. Because he's the one that was the fundamental person to start it all. But it is only because of something else, too. We went through this. It's because Elvis was in the right era at the right time. Because Sam Phillips once said, radio was becoming to the point where it was almost all country, and there was nobody playing black music because they were black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's how it was. There's a black man singing. We're not going to play his music. Well, Sam Phillips said, you get me a white man with a black sound, and I'll make myself $1 million. Well, tell you what, that's exactly what he did.
Yep.
You know, it was just Elvis that studied these people and actually went to the black churches and studied how they did it and realized that he can do it. And he just found it one day inside of them, you know, the sound. But it was all true. It couldn't happen without the white influence, but they had to go with the black influence to get to where Elvis was. So it is one of those things that work together. It's a sad time in our lives when we were all separated like that, music wise. But I think after Elvis came out, it started getting a lot better. I mean, Motown came out, it was actually starting to be a lot better for the black sound. Radios wanted to play the music, but it took Elvis to make the older folks realize. We call them boomers these days. That's the people that are like 70. We love you all, but it's kind of like how you guys have to understand rock and roll was not the devil's music. Rock and roll was a rhythm that needed to be shared tremendously to the world. I love rock and roll. I listen to everything you could think of, but I realize and appreciate and know that Elvis started it because he was at the right place at the right time. So, all right. On that note, let's play another song. There's one I haven't played in a really long time. Y'all know the song One Night With You, right?
Ooh,
yeah, I know you do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is the song before they changed it to One Night With You. This is One Night of Sin. Mm-hmm. He guilty.
One night of sin. Yeah. It's what I'm now paying for. The things I did and I saw would make the earth stand still. Don't call my name.
It's like, what did you see? Oh, my dear Lord. No telling. Okay. You guys know about the story of Elvis's pink socks, right? You guys know why he loved the color pink, right?
Yes.
Well, it's because he was dating some woman on the road, and she had red panties, and she decided to wash her red panties with Elvis's stuff, and it made his socks pink. And he just loved it.
What's going on, baby?
You know? So,
that's funny.
It just goes to show that women, oh my Lord, gave him room keys, gave him their bra, gave him their underwear. It was no telling what they're going to throw on stage when he was young. No telling. Now, granted, when he was young, he had room keys and stuff thrown at him. But when he was older in the 70s, when he had a really good gig in Vegas, he had his entourage, his men, to get the girls for him. So it was a little bit easier. Yeah. That was mostly, you know, their job. If they were out there in the audience, it was their job to find the women that were going to entertain E, whether how he would be entertained that night. No telling. It could have just been a Bible session, but it also could have been something else. It just depends on how he felt. You know? But as they say, ladies, it's good to be the king. And it sure was. It was good. But he doesn't like being called the king. He never liked it. A humble boy from Tupelo. No. But he had the demeanor of a king. The guy could lead and thousands would follow, you know. So, oh well. Now, you guys, tonight's the Rockin' Monday. Wednesday is the book club, so we are reading the book Love Beads from Elvis by Kathy Tatum, and it's getting to the part where they're actually going to do some more stuff, so please don't forget that. It's at 9:30 Eastern. I'm trying to get through it as fast as I can, but you guys got to understand, a story is only as good as the storyteller, ladies and gentlemen, so have patience.
Oh, yes.
I'll get to it. Wait, tomorrow is my third installment of Shauna's Opinion about Elvis, where I read articles on camera and give you my personal opinion on what I think, which is mostly true about the articles I read tomorrow. And, the truth about Elvis, on Friday, we're doing Elvis's memories of the Army. We're going to go over the Army years, all of it. The things we couldn't even go through in the 50s. We're going to go through all of it. And it'll be fun Friday night, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern, as usual. And you got Jenny shows on the weekends. So I will be with you guys. I will be with you guys throughout the week. Don't worry. I am here doing my job like I'm supposed to. And you know what? I'm going to play another song. Just because we got to fit another one in here. This is one of my absolute favorites. I sing it a lot. This is Never Been to Spain.
Oh, I love
it. I like that one.
I love it.
Well, I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. Say the ladies are insane. And they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it. Never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I've never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. So I hit it for
Oklahoma, oh, Arizona, yeah, what does it matter? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, gosh, what a good song to end the show with almost.
Yeah.
Just get you upbeat. All right, guys, I love you guys. Make sure you guys call me again on my upcoming shows. I will always tell you when it's okay to call. I always let you in. And I love you. Mwah. Thanks, Anne. Thanks, Sue. Thank you, Miss Jennifer, the new caller. Appreciate you. I do.
Ooh, I'll be here next Monday.
Awesome sauce. You can come on Friday, too. Mwah.
I'm usually doing a lot of homework on Friday because I'm in college.
Well, you may go to college, you may go to school, and you may drive a pink Cadillac, but you're gonna listen to my songs. No, just playing. Okay. Now, guys, this show is live, but y'all know you can always click the link after the show anytime, any day, and it'll still work. So, see, that's what's good, Jennifer. You don't have to miss
awesome.
It. You can always catch up. Okay.
Cool.
Well.
Ooh.
I got
my cat
go.
Just jumped on my stomach.
See, cats love Elvis. I know that for a fact. Don't I, Susan and Anne? Kitty cats love Elvis Presley. My brother is even testifying to that. But I love you guys, and I'll be with you on Wednesday night for the next show. Mwah. TCB. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Oh. Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel to keep on turning, I'm ready to keep on burning. No, I'm rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. I've seen a lot of plays down in Memphis. I pumped a lot of pain on a New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city. Here lies a ride on a riverboat.
Big wheels keep on turning, ride better keep on burning.
While I'm rolling, 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 rolling on a river. If you come down to the river, I bet you're gonna find some people who live. You don't have to worry, cause you have no money. People on the river are happy to give.
I said a big wheel keep on turning.
Thank you.